Back in 1996, President Clinton put together a commission to look at airline safety and security. Vice President Al Gore chaired that body. They made a number of recommendations to improve security. Some were put in place and others weren't. Brian Michael Jenkins was a member of the White House commission. He told us the idea of attacking with a plane, using an airplane as a bomb, was something that the group was considering.
It's not a hypothetical, not a hypothetical threat. We had a hijacking in the United States in 1972 in which the hijacker threatened to force the plane to crash into the nuclear facilities at Oak Ridge, Tennessee. In 1994, a French airliner was hijacked. It was on the ground for refueling. The hijackers wanted to fly on to Paris, but French commandos instead stormed the aircraft because the authorities, listening to the chatter among the hijackers, became persuaded that they would take this plane up and crash it into Paris. So this was not a theoretical threat.
Well, how does one address that threat? You don't have to have a knife to hijack an airplane. You could have a spray can and threaten and say it's gasoline. You could have almost anything if you're willing to kill yourself.
That's right. The general view is that we would do whatever we could on the ground to ensure that the plane, when it took off, was safe. If there was a threat to the plane in the air from a hijacker, then the procedure was to get the plane safely back on the ground. If that meant complying with the hijacker's demands to divert the flight to another city, another country, then so be it. Those procedures obviously do not apply to a situation where the hijacker is determined to take over the plane and either crash it in order to kill all the passengers on the board, or worse, as we saw yesterday, turn it into a missile and create casualties on the ground as well.
Well, Mr. Jenkins, if they would call you from Washington and say, well, what do we do now? You've been studying this. What's the answer? Is there any answer here?
Well, there are answers, but I think we have to be very, very careful. I mean, one of the new things here is of great concern, and that is a suicide attack. It has often been presumed by the analysts who look at terrorism that suicide attacks were not an exportable tactic, that the recruiting and creation and maintenance of a suicide bomber were such that if there was much time and distance between the launching of the suicide bomber and the execution of the attack, that resolve would weaken and the attacker would no longer be a reliable suicide bomber. Yet here we had suicide attackers in this country, and not only a single individual, but four teams of people who apparently were all ready to commit suicide. Now, that creates horrendous new security problems if the person is willing to destroy themselves. A lot of the deterrent measures that one builds into security aren't going to work. The Gore Commission did recommend passenger profiling, and there is an automated passenger profiling system in place, but there's no X-ray for a man's soul, and so I don't think we have any system procedures that will enable us to tell you what a person has on his or her mind, short of an intrusive interrogation of every passenger prior to boarding.
Mr. Jenkins, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Brian Michael Jenkins was a member of the White House Commission on Aviation Safety and Security. He's now a senior advisor to the president of the RAND Corporation.